Now, we spoke quite a bit about Charlie Chaplin this morning on the programme. It came up when I mentioned Gary Barlow playing an impromptu concert, and Clive had been fishing down in Waterville, and he bumped into Charlie Chaplin's grandfather. No, sorry, Charlie Chaplin's grandfather. What age is Clive? Charlie Chaplin's grandson. And then another gentleman came on, and Charlie Chaplin's sister-in-law had been helping in the Marie Curie Centre at some point, sister-in-law or daughter-in-law. And I mentioned the wonderful hotel down in Newcastle that is the Slieve Donard, because when I've been in there, there are clear references to Charlie Chaplin. And I've managed to get a hold of Julie Hastings, who basically owns the hotel. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Tell me about Charlie Chaplin and the Slieve Donard.
Well, Charlie Chaplin did, in fact, come and visit the Slieve Donard in 1921. I think it was the 21st of October, 1921, to be precise. I know that because he registered, as you would have done by in a big book at the time, and we still have the registration page framed and in our what we call our 1897 room in the Slieve Donard. That's a little museum that we have down there, and there's lots and lots of things from the past, including Charlie Chaplin's signature when he registered with us. I think the story goes that he came there to run away from somebody. I don't know whether it was an ex-girlfriend or whatever. And he hid out for a night in the Slieve Donard Hotel. But the story's all there in the little museum that we have in the hotel.
And have you got is there a restaurant room called Chaplin's, or am I imagining that?
No, you're not imagining that. We've named our bar after Charlie Chaplin.
Gotcha.
We've got Chaplin's Bar as well, you're right.
It's a nice claim to fame because, you know, for four different people during the course of this morning linking themselves to Charlie Chaplin, I think the Slieve Donard's claim to fame is, well, it has to be the real deal.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the proof is there on the wall, so the original signature. So it is a nice story for us, and we have paid homage to him through, as you say, the bar that we have, Chaplin's Bar. Lovely big photographs of him hanging in the bar, and anybody that would be interested or a fan of Charlie Chaplin and from days gone by is very welcome to go down and have a look and have a coffee and or a bite to eat and sit and have a drink in Chaplin's Bar. It's very nice, and make sure they look at his references in the museum, the 1897 room, as we call it, because the hotel was built in 1897.
Totally. Anyone with a hotel by the sea today must be smiling. That weather must be right up your street, Julie.
Oh, we love it. We love it. When the sun comes out, everybody comes out and comes to the Slieve Donard and our restaurant, the Percy French, which has lovely outdoor area for barbecues and sitting overlooking the sea, as you say.
Did you ever have an association with Percy French? Of course, he wrote "Where the Mountains of Mourne Sweep Down to the Sea," but did he ever stay?
Yes, Percy French used to come to Newcastle, where he wrote "The Mountains of Mourne" and many other songs. And the Percy French restaurant is, again, homage to the great man who was an artist and a singer and an entertainer and a composer, very talented man. And again, his story is told in the restaurant, the Percy French, which is in the grounds of the Slieve Donard Resort and Spa.
Who would you say, Julie, is the most famous person? Like, when you think about Charlie Chaplin, Percy French, these are legendary names. Of all the hotels you have, like, needless to say, the President of the United States staying in the Europa, who's the most famous person who's ever signed in and signed out of a Hastings hotel?
Oh, well, you beat me to it. I would have said no competition, the President Clinton, back in 1998, I think it was, and again in 2004. Can't remember, but other than that, we have had many, many, many famous people, and I can't think of who the most famous person was. Nice one that stayed in the Slieve Donard many years ago was Bishop Desmond Tutu at the time of the whole Mandela thing. And when he was released, and he stayed in the Slieve Donard. Oh, we've had stars of stage and screen, we've had politicians, we've had football teams, we've had many sports teams. So it's very hard to say who the most famous was. I would have said President Clinton, but you said that first. So.
And you've sent the Northern Ireland team off with a good, healthy menu and all of that from the Culloden to win in the Euros. You're confident they'll do well?
They loved playing in the Culloden, and we sent them off yesterday morning with a lucky duck. We got made a Euro mascot duck for them, you know, the way we have our ducks in the bathrooms. and those are the Hastings mascots. So we got them a lucky duck made, and Michael O'Neill was delighted to receive that from us yesterday, and we sent them off in their big green and white army bus from the Culloden. They said they had a wonderful time.
Jenny, so, lovely speaking to you. I'm out of time. If you stay any longer, you'll be doing the news, but thanks for briefing me on it. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank. See you soon.
Thank you for coming on. Julie Hastings from Hastings Hotels.